Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
This week in Barron's. Now, Barron's Bounce.
As a car buyer, you're usually better off buying used. Now, that same math might be working in favor of investors. I'm Jack Otter, editor of Barron's.com. I'm here with Alex Yule, a senior writer at the magazine, and of course, the editor of the new Barron's Next.
Yes.
But today, we're going to talk about stocks that are moving after a mention in the magazine over the weekend. Let's start with CarMax. This is a company that is really benefiting from the fact that all these cars are coming off lease.
Yeah, CarMax is sort of in a sweet spot right now. For years, during the Great Recession, car sales had fallen. They've recovered nicely up to almost record levels now. And at the same time, more of those cars were leased. So now we have this, you know, 3 years later, they're all coming off lease, and they wind up in CarMax's parking lots, which runs a really good business, no haggling. People seem to like it. So they're in a great spot right now.
It's an interesting dynamic, actually. Used car and new car prices, the gap narrowed because there were so few used cars on the market.
Used cars got expensive. It was an issue of supply. And now that's going to change.
Moving on to...
And that stock is up
2% almost 2%, on Jack's recommendation.
Right.
Astronics, another stock, also up about 2%. It's a small cap. Dave Englander wrote about it. So I was flying with my son, 9 years old, and he sits down and he goes, no power plug. What's up with this? He couldn't believe it.
Only place that we still have that issue, right?
Exactly.
So yeah, so sure enough, Astronics is the company that's the leader in putting those power plugs in seats. Seems like a no-brainer for a company that has a lot of growth ahead of it, right? They've run into a few problems with other parts of their business. Investors seem also to be worried about a slowdown in the growth and the production rates for new planes. But Astronics actually gets most of his business from retrofitting the older planes. So this still looks good for them. We think the stock could go up another 15% from here.
It's really going to be a necessity soon. Like, people aren't going to accept no power on the plane.
Yeah, it seems like it.
One more stock. This is an interesting deep dive by Bill Alpert into the accounting of a Chinese company that did a reverse merger into a dormant U.S. company, and a lot of shady stuff.
So this is a company that's trying to help the Chinese build new ports, and essentially the company, which is still traded over the counter, has been trying to find, Yangtze has been trying to find new sources of capital. They've had struck out for a while. Now they seem to have found a financier in the U.S. The stock has jumped a lot.
Cents to over $5.
Over $5. So that's been seen as good news, but Bill really casts some doubt on this financier who's had some sketchy dealings in the past, and that could end up being pretty bad for the stock going forward.
And it's down 13% today, ticker YERR.
Right.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, thanks a lot, Jeff.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.